Well, good morning, friends. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week starting March 18th. Thanks to Steve Suman for putting this report together for us. Believe it or not, it's spring. Spring started on the 19th. It's also, daylight saving time, early catch and release trout season, catch and release bass season, and as far as trail closures go, mud season. More on that in a minute. The DNR says now is the time to enroll in a hunter education course, as courses tend to fill up in the springtime. Hunter education graduates receive a certificate that's accepted in every U.S. state, as well as Canada and Mexico. To purchase a hunting license, anybody born on or after January 1st, 1973, has to have a hunter education certificate, unless they are hunting under the mentored hunting law. The DNR offers multiple hunter education course formats and locations, so hunters can choose the best option for how and where they'd like to learn. Course options include a traditional face-to-face course, an internet and field day option, and an online-only option for candidates 18 years and older. Visit gowild.wi.gov to search for upcoming courses in your area, or you can just go to the DNR website and search Hunter Education. The Hayward Veterans Community Center is hosting a fundraiser for fallen veterans this Saturday, March 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. This event is to raise funds for the renovation of the graves of 256 veterans at Greenwood Cemetery. The project will cost more than $43,000. The fundraiser will be a fun social event with a raffle, coffee, sweet treats, and a hot dog lunch. Join the event to support our veterans in this amazing project. For more information, call 715-634-2258. ATV trails in Sawyer County Forest Land, the Shawamigan National Forest, and the Flambeau River State Forest are all closed for the spring thaw. What's open are designated road routes and the Tuscobia State Trail, except for the 9-mile loop. That's closed. Most trails are scheduled to reopen in early May. If you have specific questions about what's open or closed, you can call Kathy LaRue, the Sawyer County Trail Coordinator, at 715-558-8966. Or send her an email. It's Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, at SawyerCountyTrails.com. Remember that out-of-state ATVers need to purchase and display a Wisconsin Trail Pass, which is available on the DNR's website or at half a dozen local businesses in Hayward. Wisconsin residents simply need to display their registration sticker. They don't need a trail pass. Well, the fishing report's pretty short. Early catch and release season for inland trout continues until May 3rd on select waters. Anglers must use artificial baits only, immediately release any trout they catch, and please practice responsible catch and release techniques. For more information on those things, go to the DNR's website and search trout fishing. Wisconsin's general inland game fish season closed on March 3rd. The 2024 game fish season will open on May 4th. The 2023 through 24 annual fishing and hunting licenses expire at the end of this month. 2024-25 licenses are now available. And I understand that if you were to purchase one today, it would be effective immediately. Here are some upcoming events for us to keep in mind. Bonus spring turkey authorizations are on sale. They started on the 18th and they sell through the 23rd. Crow season is closed. It closed on the 20th. The Hayward Lakes Chapter of Muskies, Inc. is holding their awards banquet at the Ranch Supper Club on March 24th. You can find out more by calling them at 715-634-4543. There's a full moon coming up on March 25th. Some boat registrations expire on March 31st. Boat registrations are good for 3 years. If this is the year that your registration expires, it expires on March 31st. The panfish limit changes on moose, osprey, and island lakes take effect on April 1st. The DNR is holding an annual spring hearing at Winter High School. It says April 8th through the 13th. I don't know. Go to the DNR's website and search spring hearings, and you can find it there. Mink and muskrat trapping in the North Zone close on April 15th. That's also the date that the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame opens for the season. For more details, call them, 715-634-4440. You can usually get either an answer to your phone call or a reply to your voicemail, even before they open for the season. April 23rd will be yet another full moon. Beaver trapping season closes on April 30th in the Northwest Zone. Also, otter closes on April 30th. The early inland trout catch and release season closes May 3rd. The general inland game fish season opener is the next day, May 4th. The Treeland Challenge Bass and Walleye Release Tournament is May 9th through the 11th. You can learn more about that by calling Treeland's, 715-462-3874. Spring turkey season's coming right up. The youth hunt is April 13th and 14th. Then we've got period A, April 17th through the 23rd. And then periods B through F, another one every week until May 28th. For more on that, just go to the DNR's website and search spring turkey hunt. That's all I got for now. If you have a question, call us down at the office, 715-634-8662 for the Chamber of Commerce. And Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau is 715-634-4801. Have a good week. I'll talk to you next Thursday.